Israeli aircraft today sent missiles into the Gaza Strip. They hit a building where, according to Israel, mortar shells are made. Palestinian officials say the missiles were directed at civilian areas. They labeled the attacks as another escalation in the violence. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli helicopter gunships fired missiles at police and security posts in Gaza. In the Jabalia refugee camp, Israel destroyed a building it said was a mortar factory. An Israeli army statement said more than 160 mortars have been fired at Jewish settlements in Gaza and towns inside Israel during the current conflict. Palestinians said the factory made spare parts for car engines. Gaza's Palestinian security chief, Major General Abdul Razak al-Majida, said Israel hit civilian targets in the refugee camp. He called the Israeli attack a new escalation against Palestinian civilians. Also in Gaza today, Israeli troops defused a large roadside bomb. Israel's Justice Minister Meir Shatrit says Israel will continue to do whatever is needed to defend its civilians.
I think that Israel is entitled to use anything we have in order to protect our citizens. It is inconceivable that our blood will be free for everyone. And nobody can blame us for protecting ourselves. If somebody have any complaints, he should channel them towards Mr. Arafat, which used strategically the violence as a tool instead of negotiation.
In the West Bank town of Ramallah, Israeli tank shells landed in and near the home of Palestinian security chief Jibril Rajoub, one of the most popular figures in the West Bank, who's often mentioned as a possible successor to Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Rajoub and five of his bodyguards were injured and his house was extensively damaged. The Israeli army said troops near Ramallah came under Palestinian fire and responded with tank shells at the precise source of that fire, which they said was the courtyard of the security official's house. Rajoub denied there was shooting from his house. At the same time, he said he didn't believe the Israelis wanted to kill him. Ironically, just hours before the attack, Rajoub met Israeli journalists at his headquarters in Ramallah. It was the first time since the outbreak of violence 8 months ago that Palestinian officials have held a news conference for Israeli journalists. Rajoub told the journalists that Israel destroyed all chances of peace and reconciliation with the Palestinian people. In the news conference, Palestinian Information Minister Yasser Abed-Rabo said there's still a chance to revive the peace process, but he said Israel must first agree to freeze all building in Jewish settlements.
We don't want to go back to a period of deception, expansion of settlements, all kinds of atrocities, difficulties for daily life, freedom of movement is restricted, all these forms. It means occupation still exists, but sometimes in a disguised way.
Abed-Rabo was asked about unilateral separation, which would mean Israel making a unilateral decision to withdraw from more of the occupied West Bank and to decide on the border.
If separation means end of occupation, yes. But if separation means that Israel will define the borders of the cages that we are living inside and consider them as final borders, of course we will fight against this with all our abilities.
Today, a fact-finding commission headed by former Senator George Mitchell will officially release its recommendations into the causes of the past 8 months of violence and how to end it. It calls on Israel to freeze all building in Jewish settlements, a call Israel has already rejected, and on Palestinians to renew security cooperation with Israel. Israeli officials say they're concerned that the Bush administration will use the Mitchell report to increase pressure on Israel to halt settlement activity. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.